This is BOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Britain's National Health Service began rolling out COVID-19 booster vaccines in England and Wales. The campaign is aimed at giving over 50s, frontline health and social care workers, and vulnerable people aged between 16 and 49 a third jab to provide further protection as winter approaches. The United Kingdom currently has just over 66% of its population fully vaccinated and has had 7.3 million confirmed cases of COVID-19, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. France has suspended 3,000 healthcare workers who were not inoculated with a COVID-19 vaccine by a government-mandated September 15th deadline. Health Minister Olivier Véran said several dozen of the country's 2.7 million health workers opted to resign rather than receive the inoculation against the coronavirus. The health minister said most suspended employees worked in support services, while few doctors and nurses were among the suspended. Tens of thousands of health workers were unvaccinated in July when President Emmanuel Macron announced the September 15th deadline to have at least one shot of a vaccine. Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center said early Friday that France has reported more than 7 million COVID cases and more than 116,000 COVID deaths. Italian workers in both the public and private sectors must display a health pass to access their workplaces beginning October 15 under a decree adopted Thursday by Premier Mario Draghi. It is a digital or paper certificate showing someone has received at least one vaccine, tested negative, or recently recovered from the disease. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The race to determine Japan's next prime minister formally began Friday with veteran Japanese politician Taro Kono appearing to hold a slim lead, according to opinion polls. Kono, the country's straight-talking, social media-savvy vaccine minister, faces competition from three other candidates, including two women, who could force a runoff vote that could even be more uncertain. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga, early this month, announced he would resign following a year-long premiership marked by public frustration over the government's inability to contain the coronavirus. The first round of voting is set for September 29th. The Chinese embassy in Australia rejected on Friday unfounded accusations against China made by the defense and foreign ministers of Australia and their U.S. counterparts after annual talks here in Washington. The two countries, in a statement after Australia-U.S. ministerial consultations, expressed concern over China's expansive maritime claims in the South China Sea that are without legal basis, and stated their intention to strengthen ties with their critical partner, Taiwan. The comments from Australia and the U.S. came a day after they announced a submarine deal as part of a security partnership that includes Britain, which China denounced as intensifying a regional arms race. A group leading Haiti-based diplomats met with Prime Minister Ariel Henry and said it backed his efforts to solve the country's political crisis, an apparent vote of confidence as he faces accusations of links to the slaying of President Jovenel Moïse. A public prosecutor said on Friday that phone call records show Henry had spoken twice with the suspected mastermind behind Moïse's killing just hours after it took place back on July 7th. Henry, who denies he has had anything to do with the murder, this week fired the prosecutor, who had sought to have him charged as a suspect, as well as the justice minister. Henry, a former neurosurgeon and political moderate, has not publicly addressed the phone calls. He has dismissed the accusations as politically motivated. Several judicial officials working on the investigation into Moïse's slaying went into hiding after saying they received death threats, while the original judge assigned to the case recused himself. As always, for more news, much more details, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.